This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, thank you very much. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner. It's brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, Joe, and thank you to Reliant as well for part of this. Okay, a couple of house cleaning things that I heard over the weekend. Josh Simmons, the offensive tackle from Ohio State, that was got hurt in the middle of the season with the patella tendon. I got a couple of trainer friends of mine got back to me and gave me some information on him. Everything about it seems to be really, really good. He's 5 months post-op from that patella, and so he probably won't be ready for too much in the OTAs, but my two guys said but he should be ready for training camp, and there's no other major issues that you're dealing with there. So
great news.
One of the best offensive tackles in the draft, Justin Simmons, Ohio State. Everything seems to be going in the right direction with his patella tendon injury. So he would be a guy that you do not have to worry about. I'm sure his injury has been talked about the closer we get to the draft, but it appears that everything is good there.
He'll be playing week one?
He should be, yeah. Everything, two guys said he should be ready for training camp.
Nice.
The OTA stuff and all that, but he should be ready to go. So if that is a consideration, if Dallas wants to look at potentially an offensive tackle at 12, then that would be the guy that I would sure take a peek at. Okay, the next bit of information is that Will Johnson, mm-hmm. the corner from Michigan, hurt his hamstring. He's not going to be working out at his pro day in their March pro day at the end of this month, and he's scheduled like a private workout for teams on April 14th.
It's a big day for him.
Yeah, so you will not know, you will not have, and there's some questions about Will Johnson's speed. And the fact that he's, you know, he did not work out at the combine. Everybody was thinking he was going to work out the Michigan Pro Day. I know we talked about that on Friday, you know, when that was going to take place. But now he's hurt his hamstring and he's not going to be able to work out. So you won't see him till April 14th. You know, that's about, 10 days to, 12 days before the NFL draft there. So you will not have a time on him or any type of speed. And as I said, those are the questions. So Will Johnson, and that's a guy, Zach, that a lot of people are thinking that maybe if the Cowboys were going to go corner, that Will Johnson was there. I'm not hearing positive things about Barron, but he kind of falls below the threshold of what their measurements are for that guy.
Which I wish they would adjust. I mean, we're just talking about a guy in Jordan Lewis who had a lengthy career here,
absolutely.
Was very successful and didn't fit those measurable requirements. I mean, Barron's going to fill a lot of the needs we're talking about. If you want somebody that can play outside for you, he can do that. If you want someone that you want to put in the slot, he's able to do that. I mean, out of these three guys, you're talking about Revell, who's coming off of an injury.
Right.
And I think they like Johnson more than Revell, but now you've got injury concerns with Johnson.
Yep.
Now you've got a hamstring. He was just hurt during the season.
It had a turf toe problem.
And if you're comparing tape, Barron's tape is so much better to me than Will Johnson's tape. I get maybe you need to dig deep into the 2023 championship year for Will Johnson, and he looked better than he did in his six or seven starts this year. But I don't think there's really a comparison between the two if you're just billing based off the tape and not the traits.
Yeah, I think that to me, when you start to talk about the guys that can play outside, play inside, and play well, cover well, Barron would be one of the top guys on my list right there. So if the Cowboys were to pass on him because of the measurables, the lack of the length and all that stuff, the size, you know, that would be a really hard one for me. This guy's just a football player. You go out there and you watch him play. He can cover, he can play man, he can play off, tackles well enough. I don't see a problem with the length and stuff like that. He makes plays all over the field for you. But if he's just a little short, well, then, and you look at, say, Will Johnson, just because he's tall and, you know, has got a little bit more range to him as far as his body goes, and that might be a mistake right there, because Will Johnson is not a better player than Barron, for sure. Not, well, I shouldn't say for sure. In my book, he's not. All right, Matt Miller has given us some comparisons of some players. Zach, see if you think this is somewhat, if it holds true or not. And what I did was I took some of the players that are possibilities for the Dallas Cowboys to maybe draft.
Okay.
And we'll see if we can, if in fact that makes sense or that does not make sense. But he's got Ashton Jeanty. We'll just lead off because of the rankings of how he has his guys. So he leads off with Ashton Jeanty here. And he's talking about his comparison then is with Alvin Kamara. Any thought about him and Alvin Kamara maybe being, I think I've got a different.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Line up with that. I think he's more like with Kenneth Walker plays at Seattle. Is more the guy how I kind of thought his...
Like physically, like, I agree with that comp to Kenneth Walker.
Yeah.
Kamara, I mean, he's got the contact balance, and Kamara's really good with that too. But in terms of just, I'd say, straight line speed, I'd probably say Kamara is the faster player between the two of them. But
yeah.
I like what... Physically, the body type, I do think the Kenneth Walker comp's a good one.
The one that I like the most, I heard somebody say he's a combination of Beast Mode and Kamara. Yeah. Kind of like the Kenneth Walker deal.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just physical as all get out, three down player, but the contact balance definitely is the striking.
The vision is really, really, really good for this guy, too. I think, and the fact that how well he catches the ball, I can understand the Kamara comparisons there. But, this guy has got, he's got it all kind of in front of him, I think. Okay, Luther Burton, the wide receiver from Missouri, he's got him as with Stephon Diggs. And I was just kind of wondering what you were thinking about with that. Does Luther Burden, I kind of feel like that Burden could play so well in the slot, and Diggs was kind of learning how to play in the slot. Am I right about that?
Yeah. I mean, he ended up being a pretty good slot player in the NFL, but he was an outside guy.
Yeah.
At Maryland. So I see what you're saying there. I mean, I think he does remind me a lot of Zay Flowers. I think Zay Flowers was a better all-around prospect than Luther Burden coming out. But they have similarities to the way they play and the size.
He was also thinking DJ Moore, who was also... DJ Moore was also...
DJ Moore's a good comp.
Was a good comp
there. I think DJ Moore's a really good comp for
Burden. But the thing about Burden is, like, that run after catch is really, really impressive with him. And, you know, they'll talk about the disappointment in this season and all that. This guy, to me, when you watch him with ball in hand, he's got some rare ability. Kelvin Banks, the offensive tackle, that we've talked about potentially moving to guard. He says Rashawn Slater who plays with the Chargers. He's talking about the elite footwork and lack of, makes up for any lack of length at 6'5 and 315. But he's also an elite run blocker with power and agility to overwhelm defenders. Do you see him as kind of a Rashawn Slater type of a guy?
Slater's got that versatility to go inside, outside, yeah. Right? Like to kick into guard. I think the short arms thing, I could see that. I don't think that's a bad comp.
What about with Sam? Remember Sam Cosmi when he came out of Texas?
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
And he's been better at guard than he was at tackle.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Much better at that. Okay. The last couple of guys I want to talk about, too. We mentioned Mason Graham.
Okay.
He talked about if the possibility. Matabuke from the Ravens.
Oh, okay.
Is his comparison.
Justin Matabuke, yeah.
Yeah, is because he pops out on tape. You see him causing constant problems from his three technique alignment, 6'4", 296, 3.5 sacks, 7.5 tackles. He kind of sees that same. He's saying an AFC scout summed it up to me as saying, Graham never loses a snap. So we talk about Matabuke, that kind of, I think early in the season he was kind of struggling a little bit. I think his game picked up. But that same kind of disruptive player. So you kind of like that comparison a little bit?
I do like that. And wide. A guy who can also defend the run, but then get upfield as a pass rusher.
Yeah, and my last one I wanted to talk about, I'm going to come back to Will Johnson.
Okay.
And he says Will Johnson, who's from Michigan, is like he said Patrick Surtain. I did not see that comparison at all. I did not see.
I think Surtain was just so technically sound.
Smooth.
Yes.
Never gave up anything.
The ball just didn't go his way because it was always just blanket coverage. I think that ended up hurting him a little bit, was because boring was the phrase. You know? But I don't see. I can see Will Johnson getting turned around. I didn't see Patrick Surtain getting turned around.
I didn't
much.
Either, though. I thought to me, like I say, Horn was more of a gambler. Surtain was more technically sound. I don't know if Will Johnson is as savvy and technically sound as what Surtain is. So I have a little bit of a problem with that. Plus, now I don't know what his time's going to be, and I won't know that till the middle of April. So that'll be a problem for me going forward, I think.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
You hear from former NFL scout and executive Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, we're home of the Cowboys. Very excited about the draft and team building and hoping these Cowboys get something going. Headline worthy for free agency here any minute now. I know it's coming. but we also home of the Rangers, and I think it's now okay to get more optimistic about these Rangers than you've ever been at this point in the spring, and I'll tell you why coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105 through the Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.